Parshas B'Shalach Shabbos Shira. Avosa, this Shabbos has a special name. In addition to being Parshas B'Shalach, we know it's also Shabbos Shira, and it also has the recognition of being Tu B'Shvat. Like the song goes, Tu B'Shvat Yigia. Right, good. So Tu B'Shvat is actually being Magia this Shabbos, so we have a lot going on this Shabbos. We have Parshas B'Shalach, it's called Shabbos Shira because of Kriyas Yamzo, we'll come to in a few minutes. And in addition, has the distinction of being Tu B'Shvat. I'd like to tie all these things together in today's talk, and I'd like to also just have some reflections on what took place in our shir over the course of this past week. The topic I want to discuss today, fellas, is the issue of harmony. Harmony. It's Shabbos Shira. Song, we know, if it's just melody, it's one level of song. But if the song is harmony, if the song has harmonies to it, so it's a whole different level of song that exists when we have harmony. And when I think about Shabbos Shira, the theme of harmony definitely comes to mind. And I'd like to show how it's very much reflected in the parsha and in the ideas that are coming together this coming Shabbos. There's a beautiful medrash in this week's parsha. On the words, the beginning words of Az Yashir. Az Yashir, Moshe of Nei Yisrael, Zashira Azos, Lashem Emilimor. Az Yashir. The Medrash comments, quoting a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and says as follows. Moshe says to Hashem, Kach Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodei Ani Shechatasi Lefanecha Be'az. I know that I sinned before you, Hashem, with the word Az. Shenemar, as it says at the end of Parshas Shmos, Ume'az Basi El Paro Daber B'Shmecha. I sinned to you, Hashem, when I used the word "us." Vareti bata oso bayam, and now you, Hashem, has caused Paro and his entire Mitzrayim to drown. Lekach ani meshabichacha be'us. Since I sinned before you by saying the word "us," so now I'm going to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying "us." Hado dichsiv. This is what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Us yashir Moshe." Us Moshe will sing. That's what the Medrash says. Because Moshe sinned to us, so he made up for his sin by saying, Az Yashir Moshe Avnei Yisrael. Rabosai, it's a little bit difficult Medrash, hard to understand. You know, there's a song which everyone sang when we were young. When parents want to teach children about different animals on the farm, how do you teach about the animals on the farm?
Moses.
How do you teach them?
Old MacDonald.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. With a, you can fill in the blank, a bark bark, an oink oink, a nay nay. That's how you learn how animals make noises. Old MacDonald, moo-moo, good, moo-moo, good. All the noises are Old MacDonald. That's what we call Gifts of the Yonkers. Rabbi said, L'havdil, Elav Alvei Avdolos. Because it says us earlier, here in us, there in us, everywhere in us, because it said, because Moshe sinned by saying the word us, so therefore, the tshuva to the sin is us, Yashir, Moshe. What's pshat in this measures? He sinned with the word us, so now we come back and say, it's okay, now I'll make up for it by saying us, Yashir, Moshe. What in the world is the pshat in this medrash? Just because the same two words collide and come together, here, us, basi, al paro, here, us, Yashir, Moshe, that's exactly a pshat. That's the reason why Moshe is able to correct his avera. I saw last night a beautiful pshat, listen carefully, a beautiful insight from Rav Beryl Pavarsky in the Sefer Bad Kodesh, which I quote often in the Pashas Muzin only. First of all, it's a beautiful sefer, and second of all my svarim that I like to use for parsha are mostly in storage. I don't have too many svarim in my house that I can look into. So this is one that my wife bought me this year, so I happen to have. So listen to what he says, a beautiful pshat. Listen carefully. He says, what was the avera of Moshe when he came to Hashem and said, "Me'az basi al paro l'beir b'shmecha"? What was the problem with Moshe? What was Moshe doing? He was complaining. He was saying, Hashem, I don't get it. I don't get it. What's pshat in all the suffering of B'nai Yisrael? How could it be you're sending me to Paro? Every time I've gone to Paro, it's just made things worse. I went to Paro, and then he said, now build your own bricks, make your own tevin. Every time I go to Paro, like you're telling me to go to Paro, all I'm seeing is worse and worse destruction and challenge of B'nai Yisrael. I don't get it, Hashem. I don't get it. That was the taina, that was the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu Kavyachol with his sin of Me'az Basi El Paro. Rabbi said, what's the antidote to that? The antidote, what's the tshuva for that? The tshuva is, Az Yashir Moshe. What's Shira? What is Shira? Shira's song. When do you say Shira? When everything comes together. When I can understand that all the suffering, all the tragedy, every time I went to Paro, when it looked like it was making things worse, it was really just setting the stage for the Gula of Bnei Yisrael. And all the challenging, difficult times that we experienced, that wasn't bad. That was just part of the big, grand picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was performing the Nes for Bnei Yisrael to go ahead and be safe from Mitzrayim. So it wasn't just here in us, there in us. No. This is exactly the tshuva for the chayt of Me'az Basi Aparo. You thought there was what to complain about. It doesn't make sense. Why did this have to happen to me? Every time I go to Paro, it gets worse and worse and worse. And what's the answer? Ah, I see the Egyptians drowning in the Yam Suf. I see everything makes sense. I see there's a major harmony out there. It's not just a melody. It's not just monotonous or one tone that's going on over here. It's beautiful harmony that exists every single time that I thought it was bad for Bnei Yisrael, I thought it was bad for me. In reality, that was part of the beauty, part of the big picture that was taking place. Abosa, we had the schus this week. Most people in this room had the schus this week. Others were, if they had a p'tur, so we'll give them a p'tur. They had a good excuse otherwise. But many of us had the schus of spending the whole day on Tuesday going around to visit various different gedolim Eretz Yisrael. And we started in Bayit Vegan, and we saw a Vulcan, a beautiful Jew. And we went to Scheinberg, and then we went to Bnei Brak, and we saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Michal Lefkowitz, and Rav Nissim Karelitz. And it was an amazing schus. For many people that I've spoken to since the trip, some of them said it was the highlight so far, the biggest trip that they've had so far in the course of the year. And I was thinking to myself, as I was thinking about this Dvar Torah, you know, what's so unique, what's so special about these people? So I think, in light of what we're saying now, I think we could see a beautiful thing coming together, and that is a tremendous harmony and balance that exists in these people. They're just totally coming together, and inside and outside, just full of chen, full of beauty, full of just, that's what life is about. I'm not saying if we're not a gadol, we're not living life the way we're supposed to live lives. These are people that have been working on themselves from the beginning of their youth until they're well into their 90s. Rav Lefkowitz is 94 years old, Bli Ayin Hara. And many of them very, very long and on in their years. And there's just like a perfect harmony, or as close to perfection of a harmony of a person that you see, you walk in and say, this is just, wow. This is like, it's a superhuman being. This is not a melody. This is harmonious. This is incredible. And this comes from work after work, year after year. My wife told me a little anecdote. When we went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, my wife took my daughter to see Rebbetzin Kanievsky. And by Rebbetzin Kanievsky, there was a bunch of ladies that weren't letting the Rebbetzin leave the shul after Mincha, because as soon as she leaves, she'll be bombarded also with people. So they went into the shul, and Rebbetzin Kanievsky was about to leave the shul, and they come up, I need a bracha for this, can you give me a bracha for that? So she says, you should have a bracha for that. So they say, no, that's not a good enough bracha, I need another bracha. And she's smiling the whole time. Say there, you should get a bracha for that also. And she's going on, and people are nudging her and pushing and shoving, and the entire time with a smile, with a radiance, not moved, not bothered by people that are acting impolite, inappropriate in front of a giant person. That's harmony. That's what it means. You're the daughter of Rav Elyashiv, the granddaughter of Rav Aryeh Levin, the niece of the Chazon Ish, the wife of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the daughter-in-law of the Stipler, you're pretty hooked up, for sure, as we would say, for sure. But the harmony of both sides, the tremendous coming together of everything in these people, I think is something which is very special that we experience, and something to keep in mind when we try to, please God, build ourselves further. Abosai, the Shabbos, in addition to being Shabbos Shira, which is harmony, is also Tu B'Shvat. And Tu B'Shvat is a very, very weird kind of holiday. Like, happy birthday trees. We look out the window, we see a bunch of trees outside. Happy birthday trees. It's a strange concept. What are we doing? So just so you know, parenthetically, what it means is that it's a yontif, it's the Rosh Hashanah for Trumos and Maisos. We don't really have real Trumos and Maisos B'Zman HaZeh. But please God, when the Mikdash will be rebuilt, you're not allowed to take off Truma and Maisos from one year onto the other. So the year for Trumos and Maisos is Tu B'Shvat. That's what we're doing. Rabbi was saying in line with what we've been saying until now, Tu B'Shvat is also the day But one day of the year, maybe we should do it more than one day of the year, but at least one day of the year, that we should focus a little bit, take time out to focus on the harmony of the Bria, on everything coming together in the beautiful world that Hashem created. The different types of vegetation and trees and fruits and flowers. It's the beauty of the world. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own lives that we just take for granted the beauty that's going on in the simple everyday things that we come across. We don't appreciate always enough the beauty and the harmony and the coming together of all the different things in creation that make the world so pleasant for us. I'm going to share with you an article, which Rav Olshan mentioned. I'm not sure if I've mentioned it this year, but it's Kedai just to Chazer. There's so many beautiful lessons you can learn from this article. There was one of the most famous violinists. His name was Joshua Bell. Joshua Bell was one of the best violinists. He is one of the best violinists ever to hold a violin in his hand. And he was given the best violin, a 3.5, his violin, $3.5 million violin. He took his violin with him, and he dressed up like a beggar. That's dressed up outside the train stations, outside the metro station in Washington, D.C. And he dressed like a beggar, and he put a little bucket in front of him like they do for quarters or nickels or pennies or shekels in this country. And he played one of the most difficult, incredible pieces of Bach. A Bach shout out? A Bach.
Bach.
Yeah, good, a Bach. He played Bach's, one of his most difficult concertos, one of the most difficult pieces of Bach. The same piece that he had played a few nights ago to standing room crowds only that were paying for the cheapest tickets in the house, hundreds of dollars for the cheapest tickets in the house. And he played it in that setting. And people walked by. This was videotaped. 1,097 people walked by, had a chance to hear it. And how many people stopped to notice the beauty, the incredible sounds that are coming off those chords? You know what the answer is? Close. Who said eight? Seven. Seven people stopped out of 1,097 people stopped. You know why? Because what are they used to when they walk by the train station? They're used to a regular beggar who could barely play chords himself and just trying to make an extra buck. And because they were just so used to the environment they were in, so they assumed he's a regular beggar that's just collecting money. They didn't realize he was one of the greatest, on one of the greatest instruments with one of the most greatest tunes in the entire world. Abosai, Lahavdil, not Lahavdil, yeah, Lahavdil. In our world that we're in, it's the same exact thing. The chachma, the beauty, the harmony that exists in every single flower, in every single fruit tree, in every single animal, in every single thing that exists in the world, there's so much harmony, so much beauty, so much chachma of Hashem. But unfortunately, we're like those people that walk through the metro station and we're running. We don't have time to realize and to focus and to stop for a second and say, oh my goodness, whoa, there's a beautiful Bria over here. It's so harmonious. It's so amazing. It's so incredible. Thank you, Hashem, for the world that you created. So Tu B'Shvat is the time, Rabbi Osai, where the harmony comes together. We can focus on the Bria and say, wow, thank you, Hashem, for making this Bria, this beautiful Bria. And I hope that we should be Zocha to live our lives utilizing the talents and the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And then we'll have a life that's not just melody, but a life that we could please God look back on and say, wow, I really utilized my kochos and I tried to add my tune, my little note into the tremendous harmony of the world that Hashem created. I both say have a great Shabbos.